The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Derek Mooney is with me in studio, former Fianna Fáil strategist. And Derek, maybe this is a kind of a strange question to kick things off with, but do campaigns matter? Does the dial move in the campaign, or are minds made up in advance?
It does, but it doesn't necessarily always move in a positive direction. A lot of campaigns can do you damage. And certain parties in Ireland have a habit of starting out the campaigns on a higher percentage than they finish them. But definitely campaigns do manage, particularly in our system of single transferable vote, where getting the number one is important. And a lot of people aren't going to decide until today, tomorrow, the next day, as to where that number one's going to. And that matters. It's inside, if you're a party candidate with their running mate, then that becomes critically important.
So when you're a strategist, be it for Fianna Fáil or anybody else, who are you targeting? Who are you speaking to in a campaign? Is it getting your own voters out to the polls? Is that what makes a difference? Is it identifying the people in the middle who move their vote around? Is it a bit of both?
It's a wee bit of both, but it's a big focus on the moving vote.
Okay.
So you've... In the last few days of a campaign, traditionally a political party will be involved what the Americans call GOTV, which is getting out the vote. So if you're waiting till last week to identify your vote, you're in trouble. But if you've identified where your voters are by campaigning fairly regularly all year round or keeping a good ground campaign, the last few days you'll be focusing on getting out your voters. But you'll also be looking for swing voters, and you'll be looking for issues and topics and developments during the campaign that will actually swing people your way. And that can be positive by talking about your own message, or it can be very negative about doing down your opponents and your rivals.
To what extent is avoiding landmines part and parcel of the campaign?
It's absolutely quintessential, because there's no point in imploding your own campaign, though there's plenty of history of that, and we've got many people in this country who are past masters at killing their own campaigns. But it is the one to do. Now, the difficulty with it is, the surest way to avoid a landmine is never to go into the field. But that's where you have to go, and you have to try and work your way through it. So it's trying to do that and to give yourself a little bit of leeway, but it's not easy.
But the degree of adventurousness, does that correspond to where you are in the polling? I mean, there would be polling out at the weekend that might suggest a certain candidate is going to kind of romp home in a constituency, for example, one of the European constituencies, top of the list. Is the advice to that candidate likely to be, you know what, just stay out of the affray now for the next few days?
It would invariably would be. It's like a football match and the rest of it. If you think you're two up, you're going to keep the play down. You're going to try and shut down the game. The problem is, the opposition are now going to see that exactly, and they're just going to go. They're going to go in sharp with studs up. So it's trying to avoid that one. It's not responding to attacks. If you think you're ahead, you're going to. Well, I'm not gratifying that with a comment. I'm not endorsing their stuff. I'm not going to give them airtime. And that's the line you would keep on it. But there's very rarely in the modern campaigning, and what we've seen in the last couple of years, is very few people are that far ahead in the final week that they can afford the luxury of doing that. So you're looking for momentum. Is the momentum building towards you?
What are the mistakes, the most common mistakes you see candidates make in the kind of the closing days, the last few days of election, when maybe they're getting a bit panicky?
Well, it is actually getting panicky, and it's focusing on what you haven't done. So therefore, a candidate who's canvassing in a constituency, if you focus on all the doors you haven't gone to, you'll drive yourself pure mental. So I mean, so you've got to dial that down. You've got to look at the positives. You've got to, again, not respond to the attacks, not respond to the opposition. Make sure that you're playing on your campaign. Whatever your campaign themes are, keep with them. Now, unless they're not working. But don't start changing your strategy in the last 4 or 5 days. That's a clear sign that you're in trouble. That's a clear sign that the election is moving away from you. So it's calm, rational, not so much take it easy, but focus on getting your own people out there.
Has the presence of social media changed the nature of campaigning, or is it just a different vehicle for getting the message across?
Maybe I'm just a little bit too much traditionalist on this. I think it's just an extra vehicle. I think we do. It's not that we overstate the importance of social media. Social media is important. It's also a very effective campaigning tool. It's quite a cheap campaigning tool, particularly if you're not learning about it 2 or 3 weeks before the election. If you've been focusing on social media a year or so old, you've built up a decent base, etc., then it's a really good campaigning tool. But it shouldn't change the nature of campaigning. Politics is about issues. It's about getting your message across. It's about speaking to people, and about reflecting back to them what their concerns are, and more importantly, that you have a solution to them. And social media can be an extremely effective tool for doing that.
To what extent, when you're targeting those floating voters in the middle, and maybe it's kind of, it depends on who the voter is, but to what extent are they swayed in these final few days by policy rather than personality?
Well, probably it's in this election, I would say it's a bit more by personality, because local elections and local government is never about issues. Now, it's about your issues and about what you feel at the doorstep.
But most people voting, I guess they have some level of personal relationship with some of the candidates.
Yeah. And that's always an advantage. And that's why incumbents, people who've already sitting councillor, have a much, much better chance of getting re-elected. So a party going in there with more sitting councillors is probably going to come out with more sitting councillors, unless there's been a particular meltdown. Problem is that of course, for a government, in a local election, it can often be a referendum on how that government is performing. So while the government parties would want to see this purely focused on local issues, purely looking at the council, purely looking at what's happening in Europe, in reality, there's always going to be an element of how does the government performing? Is this a time to give them a kick? Maybe less so now, because traditionally the local elections has been at the midpoint of a government. This is not the midpoint of this government. These aren't midterm elections. So if the government parties have bad results this time around, you can't just dismiss it as midterm blues, and we've got plenty of time to recover. But in the general election, it was going to be about issues. It is primarily going to be about issues. And it's about if the opposition is attacking, well, saying, number one, well, what are you going to change? What are you going to do differently? And number two, your message invariably is the plan is working. Well, hopefully.
What about the Europeans in terms of kind of policy versus personality? Given that disconnect, like people like yourself and myself, how would I kindly describe as maybe wonks? My kind of know what is happening and be interested in what is happening in Europe from a legislative point of view. I think it's fair to say most people kind of pay it little heed outside of election cycles. So, I mean, kind of getting bogged down in Brussels policy, does that get much of a response?
No, and that's why you don't really see much of it in terms of the campaigns. The party campaigns and the independent campaigns and whatever other campaigns tend to be focused on, I'm your best representative in Europe, etc. But there is, policy will matter a little bit more, but in the broader sense of it. So that what are your policy priorities? If your priority is, well, keeping low tax rates here and the rest, then your argument is going to be, well, we want to give less power to Brussels and keep more power here. If your policy priority is environment, then your argument is going to be, well, We need to be tackling these issues on a pan-European basis. So you would have broad discussions on that. But invariably, it will come down to personalities and the people you know best, the person you trust.
All right. Well, listen, as Derek says, the last few days is when people make up their mind, and there's a few days left. Derek Mooney, former Fianna Fáil strategist. Pleasure. Thanks a million for coming in to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.